I just got the thumbs up, and that means we're on the air, and that was coming from Chris Jarrell. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and welcome to all our listeners and to all our YouTube and fans who I'm sure are now looking at Jen Mason, who's from the cheese store. Is that correct?
It's called Curds & Co. It's a brand new cheese store in Brookline Village.
Curds. There used to be a cheese store in Brookline, I remember, many, many years ago.
That's what I've told before me. I've been in Brookline now for a little over a decade, but there we have people that come in and ask or thank us for coming there. They've been missing, you know, the people that have been there for a long time. The old timers are glad to have something back in there.
You know, everybody always teases me. I've been here forever. Most people I meet were born after I came here, but still before that, I was from Montreal.
Oh, lovely.
And Montreal, my family was a food distributors, and I'm familiar with hundreds of cheese stores, and I really miss them.
Yeah.
You know, a really good cheese shop is great.
Yeah.
So tell us about yours.
Yeah, so we are building a 21st century cheese store, which means that we're trying to rethink the model, the small mom and pop. I'm going to go back a little bit. My background I was a working artist, then went into publishing. I was responsible for television, magazines, books, online education, e-commerce, events, all sorts of things. Really great selection of skills that I didn't know where else to put. Went into the startup world for a little bit, did a boot camp in Boston and learned a bunch of new great skills. Then went to work for a company called C-Space in the city, a marketing firm, and my job was the storyteller. So my job was to tell what we learned from these big enterprise companies, how their customers were talking. So in all this, what I was really trying to do is find where I wanted to take this collection of skills I had, what story I wanted to tell, and I needed to find a story that wasn't boring and tripped upon cheese in my... Yeah, I'm a big foodie and sort of just enamored and started doing a whole bunch of research and knew that cheese could stand up to the test of keeping me inspired and wanting to learn and wanting to travel and then wanting to share that story. So creating a 21st century cheese store to me is to use all of those skills, which most mom and pop store owners don't have. I don't need to go to my cousin's nephew's brother's sister to design my website. We've developed an app ourselves. I've got really unique skills that I'm able to rethink this model as a business and not as a
just cheese first. Or, you know, do you sort of touch the edges like with pâtés and meats and different things?
Great question. So what we tell people is that we are curds and co. So we're cheese and the things that pair with cheese. So yes, we have pâté, we have meat, and we have everything that pairs with cheese. So
my mother used to pair fruits with cheese.
So we don't have produce, but we do have other things that have fruit in them.
Right.
But we don't have like salad dressing or pasta sauce. So if it can go on a cheese plate, we carry it. And we carry the cheese plates too.
So not to create a problem. So yes. I'm in my car.
Yes.
Just like everybody else. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm having people over for the game on Sunday. And I'm going to go to Trader Joe's or I'm going to go to, you know, Shaw's or Whole Foods. And I think, you know what? I'm going to go to that cheese shop. Why am I going to make that turn and go to that cheese shop? The competitive advantage.
Yeah. So for us, it's the one-on-one sort of attention you're going to get. You're going to get to taste about 95% of what's in our cheese case. Some things are little one bites, so once you've tasted, you've eaten it. But otherwise, we want you to come in and we want you to learn something new, like I like a cheese I didn't think I liked, or try something new, or maybe even walk out with a really expensive cheese that you would never have touched before. It's a really great cheese, but you weren't sure, like you're scared. Cheese can be intimidating.
But if you buy the wrong cheese, you're throwing out the whole block.
Exactly.
It's not like buying a steak.
Yeah. We want people to walk out of the store like so excited that it might not make it to their cheese plate. And we feel really sure that that will happen. We also think, quite honestly, that in educating our customers and having them come to us, cheese sales should go up at Trader Joe's. Cheese sales should go up at Whole Foods, which, by the way, has one of the best of big grocery stores, one of the best trained cheesemongers ever. I like speak very highly of them, but nobody goes up to Whole Foods and says, can I try that? So if we do our job right, we'll expand. and we'll help cheese. I mean, we have such a long way to go. We don't even compare to
now,
Europe.
Now, we're connected to two of the three largest cheese producers in North America, being Quebec, which is bigger than both Vermont and Wisconsin, and Vermont. Yes. And is cheese getting a bad rap? Is there a lot of this educational, or you don't think so? You know, with all the diets and fats and things like that. I mean, I actually think that in my, properly consumed, cheese is still very good for you.
And I think good cheese is even better for you. I mean, eating 2 ounces of a really nice cheese from Vermont, Jasper Hills makes a bunch of lovely cheeses, or eating 8 ounces of some big block you got at a grocery store that you don't enjoy are two different things, right? There's a place for both of them. Nobody wants to use the cheap stuff when they're having people over for a fancy meal. And nobody wants to use, when you need 17 pounds of shredded cheddar for a big like cookout, you don't want to be using the stuff that's $20 a pound.
That's where I go back to Quebec for my cheddar.
Yeah.
Thoughts on processed cheese?
We don't sell it.
Good for you.
Because it's not actually cheese.
Yes.
I have been known to have a slice of it on my sandwich in the desperate need for comfort. It's where I came from, the Midwest, and the Midwest is not where we are yet. There are places, there are great cheese stores and places, but when I mentioned to my mom that I was going to open a cheese store, she just said, "Do you have problems finding the cheese aisle at the grocery store?" So the Midwest is next. Hopefully, as you see more and more of these stores pop up, we'll slowly make our way in from, both coasts, not just us, but other companies too.
Well, you open up a whole new category. Are you thinking of opening up multiple stores, or is it really your ambition to, have a single outlet?
No, this is just phase one. Phase two is a second store within 2 years. We're launching Curd Box in the next couple months, which is a cheese and subscription pairing service. We just finished compiling our classes for the year, which is an entire litany of classes and what we call long table events, where we line up our tables so we can seat 20 and we can do pop-ups. We have so much more planned. We'll be available to stores who need to do R&D or want to have cheese plates. We can help them on the wholesale basis. We're working with some really interesting top secret collaborations with some other local like-minded entrepreneurs. So this is just phase one. This is like barely scratching the surface for us, so we're really excited.
Oh, it sounds very exciting.
Yeah,
it really does. And talk to us about the transition into the cheese business. How did you make that decision? Because that's not your training.
It is not my training. And I proudly, when people ask, what's my background, was it in cheese? And when I say, no way. But I think that's what helps me rethink this model.
I used to load the cheese fridge for my father in his warehouse.
Oh, wow.
We're talking decades ago.
Oh, man.
But a lot of processed cheese.
Yeah.
That Velveeta and those Kraft slices used to sell a lot.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true, but somebody once told me they saw a Velveeta that hadn't had the coloring and it was just like a gelatinous clear, looked like clear jello.
I was always under the impression that Velveeta and Kraft cheese slices had dilutable plastic in it. It's not food.
Yeah.
It's factory. It's not.
Yeah.
Well, that's the key. It's not all real cheese.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
other
and
things in there.
And unfortunately, it can't be. I mean, some of that cheese is meant to feed a lot of people who... Cheese whiz.
Is cheese question mark.
Yes. there are a bunch of things that, when you notice they've spelled cheese in an interesting way, you're like, maybe not cheese.
Well, it's cheese. There is some cheese in cheese whiz, but there are other things in there too that are non-food products.
Yeah, there's a reason why you can squeeze it out of a tube, I think.
Right.
But, I think that... so much opportunity in cheese. I mean, I really needed to find something that wasn't going to bore me. I quite honestly couldn't find another career that could use all of my skills, all this weird collection of marketing and social media and art and storytelling and website design. And so I knew it had to be storytelling of some sort. And I wanted to, I'm 46. My kids are both going off to college this year, and I needed a new baby to focus on. I want to make big ideas happen while I
guess it wasn't a puppy.
It was not a puppy. We have a little puppy or a little dog. She's not a puppy. But so I needed something that wasn't boring, and she's qualified. I needed something, an industry that could be disrupted, and this can be. And yeah.
Great. Do me a favor. Tell us how people can find the store.
So we are in the heart of Brookline Village, and if you know where the library and town hall are, we are just steps away from there. You can park in their parking lot and walk over. You can make a little stop next door to Cuddy's. If you haven't been to Cuddy's yet, you should go. You should also go on their Super Cluckin' Chicken Sunday, which is the only Sunday we're open. So it's like a little foodie haven on Sundays. Our next one is February 4th, but you can look on the website and find those. That's like the best time to come. We've got producers in the store sampling stuff. Cuddy's is making this killer fried chicken sandwich that you can only get one day a month, and the team is psyched.
Jeez, and I would go to Jamaica Plain to where pigs fly and get some of their special bread to have on my cheese.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I like their bread.
Yeah, and we also have clear flour bread, which is another great bread. So we usually have that in-house. We have a lot of local producers represented. We have a liquor license, so you can get your wine. You can sort of one-stop shop for a party.
Sounds good to me. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks.
Will you come back again?
I'd love to. I'll bring cheese next time.
You better. I have a list.
All right.
I love cheese.
All right.
Okay. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.